We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to the ninth speech. We began it last week. We're on page Kuf Mem Dalet in the Shalem edition, Shin Lamed Gimel in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ran had discussed Moshe's pleading to enter the land of Israel. And God says, no, enough, stop asking. And the Ran said that there are two ways to rebuke someone. If you want to point out to someone they've done something wrong, one way is you tell them what they did wrong. The second way is that you tell them how great they are and how they have such capacity to do so much better. And when Moshe was coming to rebuke the Jewish people, he was saying both things. He begins the book of Dvarim by telling them, hey, you did A and B and C wrong. The beginning of the book of Dvarim points out where they made mistakes. He doesn't want them to lose hope, so he tells them, but I want you to know, God loves you guys more than he loves me. Because as much as I've learned Torah and prophesied, I made one mistake and I begged God, let me in. And God says, no, part of your mistake was that you acted disrespectfully to the Jewish people, and I'm not forgiving you for that. So Moshe says to them, look at that. Look at how cherished you are before God. And that's why Moshe says, Vayitaber Hashem bi lema'anchem. Fighting for your honor, God was upset at me. And that's why Moshe reiterates it. He says, Gam bi'itanaf Hashem biglalchem. God punished me because of you. He's coming to say, look at how God cherishes you. So one verse says, God was upset at me on your behalf. The other verse says, God punished me because of you. Ben perushna mikot eile echad. These two verses are not saying the same thing. In the book of Dvarim, he's rebuking them, as we said. So then he tells them, Amalem gambit anaf Hashem biglalchem. God punished me because of you. Klomar, as if to say, Shelodai shegaramtem ra la'atzmechem, avol gam elai harayotem. Part of Moshe's rebuke is, not only did you do yourselves in, you did me in too. Ki biglalchem uvesibatchem itanaf bi'Hashem. It's because of you God was upset at me. At that point, he's telling them, look, I come to give you water, and you start taunting me. And you say, Merida, that rock, no that rock, no that rock. And of course, I got upset, and you guys did it. So he's rebuking them for what they did wrong. אבל כאן לא באה לכוונה הזאת. כי מצד שהיה מיישר אותם ומודיעם מעלתם וחיבתם אצל המקום מודיעם כי השם יתברך לא שמע לקולו לכבודם של ישראל. But then you move on to Parshas Vayeschanan. He's not coming to tell them it's all your fault that I was punished. He's saying something else. He's telling them, you guys are great. You guys are amazing and God loves you. And he's telling them, you know, out of respect for you, God wouldn't accept my prayer. I kept saying, God, forgive me, let me enter the land of Israel. And God says, no. Kefresh gadol yesh ben lashon biglalchem uven lashon lemanchem. There's a distinction between saying because of you and saying on your behalf. He says, God was upset at me on your behalf, lemanchem. On your behalf, meaning he was protecting your honor. Moshe was saying, look at how much God values you, people of Israel. Mitzuraf. Another distinction here, ki lemalo musav al tchilat hakas. Originally, when he said, God upset at me because of you, he's talking about the initiation of God's anger. And undoubtedly, the Jews actually were the cause of that. Vekanu musav al shelo hayta tfilato nishmat. Here, Moshe is talking about how he prayed and prayed, and God was upset at him on their behalf. God wouldn't accept his prayer. So it's not the beginning of God's anger. It's after God was angry with him. He's explaining why God wouldn't forgive him. Moshe is saying, God wouldn't forgive me because it's your respect involved. And this is what the Medrash, what we call the Medrash Tanhuma, the Rishonim often call it Yilamdenu, because the Medrash often begins with the words Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, teach us Rabbi. So that's why the Medrash is often called Yilamdenu. So the Medrash says, Vayitaber Hashem bi lemanchem. The verse says, God was upset at me on your behalf. Says the Medrash, Mahu vayitaber. What does it mean, vayitaber, God was upset? Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Chadamah, one says, Nitmaleh alayevra. God got filled with anger at me. That's Vayit Aber from the word Evra. V'chad amar, the other opinion says, Asa oti keisha ubara, shelo hayta yechola lashevet mipnei ubara. Vayit Aber Hashem bi comes from the word ubar. Ubar means fetus. Vayit Aber Hashem bi, God made me as though I was carrying a fetus, as though I was pregnant. God made it that I was like a woman who's pregnant, and at certain points in the pregnancy, a woman can't sit down. So that's what God did to me. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, God says to Moshe, Ata hu dugma shel dayanim. You are an example of what judges are supposed to be. Shelo yu banai baim ladun etzel hadayanim, vehim mekalelim otam. When I'm upset at you that you didn't respect my children, all the judges of Israel will learn that when people come to be judged by them, they don't have a right to curse the people. They have to treat the people with respect. I am not going to forgive you, God says to Moshe. And in that, there will be a lesson that all judges in future times will know that even though this guy's saying that guy's a thief and that guy's saying this guy's a thief, the judges have to be respectful. They can't say you're both a bunch of liars. No. You got to treat them with respect. So that says the Ran is supportive of my interpretation that lema'anche means on your behalf, in order to maintain your dignity and respect, God was upset at me, says Moshe. God wouldn't forgive me. And we'll pick up here with Zachem next week.